The rains last week brought a much-needed soaking to our landscape, but there was a downside to the deluge as well, says Don McInhill, the Russian River keeper.
Stormwater is our leading cause of pollution in our nation, in the state of California, in our ocean, and here in the Russian River. When it rains on our city streets, all the things, the trash, the dirt, the oil, the grease, that is all going directly to our waterways, and it's something that we as a community have to be accountable for.
Yet public awareness of this concern is low, and that worries Jake McKenzie. The Roanoke Park mayor is also chairman of the Russian River Watershed Association, a group of 9 area governments and agencies with a shared focus on regional water issues. He sees a widespread misconception about what happens to the water that flows into the storm drains.
It's not going into a wastewater treatment system where microbes are going to chew it up. It's going to be flushed into the creeks and rivers of Sonoma County. We've done a lot of effort. We've polled. We've done educational movies. We've done public meetings, and we still find that only half the people in Sonoma County realize that this can happen, that all of these fertilizer runoffs and things like that can go into our streams. And the people that know this, not all of them even act upon the information that they get.
With that in mind, the Watershed Association hosted a public workshop yesterday to gather ideas and strategies to get the message across that what goes into the drains comes right back out in local creeks and streams. Many of the suggestions involved getting the message out to school kids, both through their classes and outside of school. Nikki Kowalczyk hosted a subgroup that focused on social media and youth.
We discussed ideas to inform the youth about watershed and runoff. So a lot of internet, a lot of Facebook, how to get Facebook pages to speak in their language, short, quick, so that they're learning and they're not bored. Photographs, videos, because it's sad to say, but students, they don't want to read anymore.
Yuko Mada of C-Squared Alternative Services stressed the importance of cultural and linguistic sensitivity when reaching out to immigrant subgroups in the region.
Do not assume things about any culture in general. For example, with the Latino community, just because you speak Spanish, that doesn't necessarily make you a person that comes from Mexico. Once you have identified that, then you have to come up with ideas on how to go where they are, because they're not going to come to you.
For too many people, sighed Riverkeeper McInhill, rainwater runoff is an out-of-sight, out-of-mind sort of subject. Yet, whether they recognize it or not, he points out, everyone lives in a watershed. The hard part is remembering that.
When you open your front door, your garage door at your house, you are stepping into your watershed. Even though you might be miles from the Russian River, your driveway, your rooftop, your yard is connected to the river via storm drains, those holes that we don't want to think about. But we do need to think about it because it is starting to affect our ability to enjoy the river and the river to support our community.
Input from the morning workshop will be reviewed by the Watershed Association's Technical Working Group and developed into an outreach action plan to be rolled out, ideally, later this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.